express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 do it good. Hello, good morning. Am I on the air, Grady? Grady's back in the booth. And this is another edition of Talkline. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond. I'm Diane McGachran, and Peter Etchek will be here in a few minutes, and he'll be joining me. And together we host the show Talkline, where you get to call in, express your opinion, ideas, things you want to share, things you're grateful for. And I'm going to give out the numbers here, and you can remain anonymous when you call in. You also have an opportunity to email us as well. And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call us from anywhere in North America, 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Now, I'm here this week and next week. I'm with a wonderful group of people. I'm with the LKSD Associate Teachers. I'm thinking of them as an education cohort. And we're here together as a group. There's about 13 of those people, and we are learning child and adolescent development. And it's been really fun, and they're a great bunch of people, great sense of humor. And I hope right now they're working on a project at the college while I'm here. That's what I hope. Okay. Well, we have our first caller, as usual, Mr. John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline. John? John should be there. Oh, sorry, John. We cut you off. We didn't have you on. Go ahead and start at the beginning there.
Oh, I'm finally on the telephone. What's your last? Quite a surprise. Usually I have to work.
You're on.
I didn't know I'd get up, get much EST or something.
You sound like you're getting, are you getting a little cold or bronchitis? Are you getting a little cold? You sound like you have a little cold.
No, usually I call and ask to wait a little bit, but boy, the answer's right away.
Great.
I'm out of town.
Yes.
Cool. Anyway, I'm having fun here with my relatives. Got to see things I've never seen before and having fun. I sure miss home, too, though.
Oh, are you out traveling?
I'm in Wasilla.
Okay, good.
And had medical and other things I had to do here.
Okay.
I'm having a little fun here, enjoyed.
Good.
Miss home.
So. Are you with your sister, Anne?
No, she's my niece.
Oh, your niece. I'm sorry, niece.
Yeah, talking about. They both said hi to everyone, too.
Yeah, I say hi back.
Yeah, well, I just want to wish everyone a happy day. Please wear your life jacket, don't drink and drive. And I want to remind everyone also, Diane.
Yeah.
You're having John X's Holy Day feast today.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, and she at Simmons at 5:30.
At 5:30 at the old bowling alley, the ONC building.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
I hope somebody calls to, if I made a mistake, to correct that.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome, man. And anyway, I miss you guys. You guys have a good one.
All right. Take care.
I'm like, you're pretty serious, Dan, so I better let you go.
Okay. I hope you feel better soon or get
recovered. You're alone or Peter with you?
No, Peter's out in the hallway. He's coming in a minute. He had to take care
of
something.
Oh, you tell him I should
hide. I will.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, one thing that's really fun about teaching a group of students like the associate teachers for LKSD is all of them are fluent in Yukton. So what's really cool is when they do presentations in the class and they're doing it in Yukton. And I was thinking, and I don't really understand, so I just hope they're presenting on the right material. But anyway, I sat back the other day thinking, wow, nowhere on earth are these theories being discussed in the Yupik language than here in Bethel, Alaska. And it was really cool. And then I thought back of how there was a time when it was not, where they were not allowed to really own their language and learn and express whatever they're learning through their language and culture. So this week we've really spent a lot of time on that idea where the culture, the language, traditions, ancestors, environment, land, subsistence life, that's the foundation. Whatever we're learning from the Western sort of textbook, that's to pick and choose from, that's to learn about, but not to ever feel like it has to replace anything. And that's very different, because education used to be a kind of a way of replacing Western education, replacing what was already there. So we're trying to learn in a new way, a different way, a more empowered way, I guess you could say. So anyway, if you have thoughts about that, you're welcome to call about that. But that's what I've been up to this week, and I'll be doing that again next week all day with this same group. There's a hiring event with Raven. Let's see. Raven is the largest regional airline service, and there are full-time regular positions, and these include benefit package, including health insurance, PTO, personal time off, 401k, retirement plan, and travel benefits on Raven and many partners. You can apply in person up at Raven or by email, and that's jobs@flyraven.com. And you can fax an application in. So positions are available local and statewide. So next Thursday from 1 to 4:30 at the YK Delta Job Center, there will be more information, and you could probably do your application there because they'll have representatives to tell more about the jobs and how to apply. So that's July 19th, next Thursday, at the YK Job Center from 1 to 4:30. So that's great. That's a lot of hiring. So Peter Atchek's not here. Our lines are open, but he's coming in about a couple minutes. In the meantime, we got an email. Now, the email came in Yukon, but I can't read that. But the person who wrote, they also translated it into English. So I'm going to read that part. If John were here, he could read the Yupik part. So the email goes, "Hello, my name is Cody Ferguson. My Chupik name is," I'm not able to pronounce that. I will ask Peter to do that when he comes in. "My late mother's name is Lena Ferguson. She passed away back in 2009. Although today I have another mom. Her name is Thim Ferguson. My father's name is Harry Ferguson. I live in Anchorage and I grew up in Chivac. Every day I listen to Kevarluku." I think that's coffee. I messed that up. "I only know so..." And then he goes on to write, "I only know so much of our native language, but I really want to learn how to speak in our language. When I listen to that radio show that I can't pronounce, I learn about our language. Thank you very, very much to the KYUK employers for having a Yupik Chupik radio show. It helps us all learn how to speak our language. Thank you. Have a good day." And, oh, also, Waka, Peter Atchek, always good to hear you speak in the show. So when Peter comes, I'm going to ask him to say those Yupik words that I did not say because I don't speak the language. But I thank you very much, Cody, for writing in. And I've seen Cody's Facebook page. He's a very, very funny young man. And I've seen him actually speak at a gathering up in Fairbanks. And just a really special person. So really appreciate hearing from you, Cody. He had that Facebook page. I don't know if they still, how active they are, but it's called Cody and Cody, I think. Some of you probably have seen that. Okay, so it looks like, as you know, we have the Taste of Bethel coming up. And there's some people that the Cultural Center would like to be in touch with. I'm not sure. Sarah, who is running, yeah. I'm not sure. Can you, Cody, Grady, what is this? I can't really follow.
All right, so Leon Sebastian, Sarah Fallon, uh-huh. Connie Peter, and Adelia Garza are all potential cooks that might want to take advantage of the opportunity to cook for the Taste of Bethel. And they can contact Sarah at 543-4574 or email her at Sarah Binau, and that Binau is spelled B-I-N-A-U at gmail.com. So that's S-A-R-A-H-B-I-N-A-U at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, great. Okay, so our lines are open, and that's unusual. So if you're someone who's ever wanted to call in, or you've never called in before and you want to work up your nerve to do that, you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can call anywhere from North America at 1-800-995-8954. You can also email, and we'll read your email over the air, and that email is radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous with your calls or your emails. So tonight, from 5:30 to 6:30, there's a group of researchers who have and college students who have been out in the YK Delta. It's called the Polaris Project, and they've been studying climate change and the environment. And they're going to do a presentation tonight from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Cultural Center to talk about some of the what they've been discovering and some of their thoughts about that. And then earlier in the day today, there's programs at the for kids at the library at, I think, 4 o'clock. No, Polaris. That Polaris Project group, they're going to do a program for kids at 4 o'clock. And so it's talking to kids about climate change and the environment and the tundra. And I'll bet they do a nice job with that. That'll be fun. So 4 o'clock for kids and 5:30 to 6:30 for everyone, general public. Okay, well, the lines are very quiet. And Grady's sitting there like not knowing what to do because usually the phones are ringing quite a bit. And so go ahead. Yeah, Grady?
You know, while we have some airtime, you know, people might not know, you take some excellent photos of the tundra yourself. You take some excellent macro photography of the tundra. I'm really proud of it. I mean, I can't be proud of it. I mean, I really like it, and I want to acknowledge that I admire it. On air, maybe, I guess, obviously.
Well, thank you. I do try to. I'm fascinated by the little tiny flowers, and there's some really great flowers and plants. And I don't. People probably know this, but in English, there's a plant called the sundew. And that's actually a carnivore. And that plant is like a Venus flytrap. And it's the only tundra carnivore plant. And you can see it on moss. And it looks like a hand. It's like a palm. And it's got little things that stick out. And at the end are little droplets. That's why it looks like dew. But it's not. It's sticky. And when the gnat or mosquito or whatever bug lands on it, it gets stuck. And then the plant eats it. Which I didn't know there was a carnivore on the tundra. It's very small. It's only, you know, the largest one would be like the inside palm of your hand, and it has different branches.
Have you ever seen one like in digestion phase?
No, I can't bear it. No, no, I've never. I have seen the bugs stuck and wriggling to try to get out, but it's a sticky liquid. And it's so clever. I mean, it looks like a dewdrop. So the poor bug thinks it's going to get a drink of water maybe or something, but it's not. It's going to get caught. So people are going to bring me maybe the tundra announcements, and I can give those announcements. In the meantime, we have a caller, Jody Drew from Bethel. Good morning, Jody. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good. Good. Fine. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to let people know, you and everybody listening, that I have a lot more yard signs encouraging people to drive 15 miles an hour in the neighborhoods.
Yes.
It's been so rainy that we haven't had that much dust, but it seems like a couple hours after the rain quits, the dust comes back.
Uh-huh.
So they can stop by in front of 320 Mission Road and
now,
pick them up.
What languages do you have those in now?
Albanian, Korean,
uh-huh.
Spanish, Yuxtun, and English.
Oh, okay.
I try to hit I try to hit the five most popular languages in a real friendly way.
Yes.
And I know that I made one spelling mistake, but I'm not willing to reveal on the air which language I misspelled in. I will say it wasn't English.
Oh, well, that'll be like a raffle. Who can find the spelling error in one of the languages that's not English?
Right, that'll be fun.
So you'll have to get a Tagalog one at some point, a Spanish one at some point.
Right.
But just, you did you caught the big ones, yes.
I tried to catch the top five, and we'll see next summer I can make signs with as many languages on them, each sign. So these are each separate. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
what a great, I think I see signs around. I see some people slowing down, not enough probably, but it totally works. You go 15 miles an hour and you look behind you, there's no dust.
Right. It's amazing. And it's
so simple. It's so simple, people.
Right. It's really easy. And especially when it's school's out and there's so many kids in the roads. It's just a lot easier to see them and slow down because who knows what they're going to do. They could go any which way. So it's just nice for safety. And I remember last year you said you slowed down. And
I did.
You saw things in Bethel that you'd never seen before. So
yes.
That's kind of nice too.
Yes. It's kind of, you just have to kind of take an attitude of sightseeing.
Right.
Even if you've been on the road 1,000 times, there is always something a little different going on. That's my outlook.
Yeah, and, if we calculate the time difference to get from one end of town to the other, or one part of a neighborhood to the next, the difference between dust and no dust is hardly any time at all. But it really does make a difference to the people who are trying to breed there.
What a great initiative, Jody. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For being part of that.
Yeah, a little community service. I hope we see the sun again before it starts to snow. And thanks again for the good work you do on Talkline.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Peter has joined the booth.
I'm a bit behind, but we had to do some little bit of recording, in next next room. That's the reason why. And I didn't hear how you started out with, it's always an exciting time this day.
Yeah.
Despite what the weather looks like out there, we welcome it then, and it's you can start to feel a bit of that upcoming fall weather.
I know.
It's a beautiful time of the year.
I love fall here.
And it's
clean.
It's always smell clean.
Yes.
And there's no, I heard you speak a little bit about the dust and whatever a few minutes ago, and then, it's...
That goes down.
Everything is kind of like at a standstill. But wonderful time outdoors, the water's still high out there and there's still plenty of fish out there.
Mm-hmm.
We took a ride yesterday evening, because we wanted to get something like fresh for today's feast for Akum.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did, we caught some whitefish.
Wow.
And those akakik, the type that they call akakik, they're the round-nosed kind, round-nosed whitefish. So that's what we had caught one of those, and they're rare, not too many of those around here.
Wow.
And they have a little distinct flavor and taste to them, and they're delicious. So.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful time out there, and people are beginning to pick berries out there. We've seen a couple of boats parked, at the bank of the river, and we figured they're out picking berries now.
I know a place where there's some salmon berries, and there's about 10, and I have been carefully watching those 10.
Wow.
And I will snack upon them. At some point. I should make a raffle. The location of the winner gets the location of the 10
wow.
salmon berries where I know where they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we have a caller, Ayaprin from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Hi, Diane. Hi,
hello.
Peter.
Good morning, Ayap.
Just to spark a maybe conversation.
Okay.
You were just talking about the berries. And around this time last year, they were soft. And today, right now, they're hard, and some of them have not even opened.
Mm-hmm.
And if the women out there in the villages can maybe report of how their activity was last year around this time as far as berry picking.
Interesting.
Would be good. I mean, would be something to, you know, look at next year, or, you know, so we'd have some kind of an idea when to go out there and start picking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think yearly, that might be different, you know, but yeah, you may be right that maybe last year they were a little bit sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and plus, what I noticed was that, you know, the mountains were still snowy, like end of May and beginning of June, and usually the snow is usually melted by then, and I'm wondering if, I know that the snow melting late affects everything, and anything that's different affects, you know, it has some kind of a triple effect, and so that could be a factor also.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Okay. Koyana, yes.
Okay.
You know, she's right, you know, about the weather does play, you know, as to how things are going to be, including what grows out of the tundra, and then especially this time of the year. Like the berries upriver ripe earlier than around here.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the reason why it's probably warmer upstream, you know, because they have a lot of like bushes and trees, you know.
Oh, that can retain the heat.
That attract the warmth, you know, and they tend to seem to ripe sooner than around here, but. You know, people are beginning to check out the tundra now. And I know that for me, like July 21 is my oldest son's birthday.
Mm.
Every year, a day or two before that day, because we'd like to make a fresh agudak for his birthday, we would go out no matter what. And then even if they were still not ripe, you know, we'd bring them home and open them or leave them outside for overnight. And then next day they're... You know, they would open up, and then we would pick them from a cardboard in the house and then make a gurakan for his birthday. So that's been our family, like a tradition.
Nice, nice.
So July 21 has been our target date, you know, to have our first gurak for the season.
Yeah.
So, yes, and then people are out, you know. I've been seeing pictures on Facebook that they're beginning to develop, you know, it's starting to turn color.
Mm.
Really nice looking color this year.
Oh, the salmon berries, my 10, which I put a fence around, by the way. I put an electric fence around the 10 salmon berries. No, but they're very, very vibrant orange red. Very nice. Really pretty. Yeah. So, you know, we got this email earlier, and maybe you could help out with this. Peter, from Cody Ferguson, and I messed up because I couldn't pronounce the Yupik terms that he used in there. He did write in Yupik, and maybe you could say what his Chupik name is?
Oh, Cody, yes, it's he's originally from Chivak area. Oh, Akhnapagak.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have my reading glasses on, and that R and that N started to look like an M. You know?
Oh, it does to me too from here. Okay, okay, gotcha.
All right, yeah. And then the was one of the relatives' name, because you name your children after a relative that has passed on normally, you know. And then Aghanapak was one of the ladies of that area that he was named after. So, yeah, for you know, and Cody's a champ.
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the show that he listens to.
Oh, Kitwachloku.
Yes.
That's a show on, yes, every Thursday when we can, you know, we have that, what Akum started
What does that mean, that word?
Ketvachtuku means to bring it out in the open. Or it like ketvachtuku. You bring it out from where it was to an open where people could see and hear or deal with it.
That's a great name for a show.
Yes, it's
really good.
That, I think that was a good idea that John had about helping out, opening up the show, because it's a popular show on Thursdays. You know, people, a lot of people do call in, and then we learn a lot of things. The elders like to call in on that show.
Nice, yeah.
And yesterday's was yesterday was an excellent show. Eula David had started out the show, and she was talking about first the two football players that were here
the
other day.
Yes, the Seahawks, yeah.
Yeah, and then she had to show them our way of life, and that got her started, I guess, you know, and she continued on Ketvachtuku's show about what she had told the two ball players about our way of life, that we cannot do without fishing, you know, in our life and her life. You know, she's an elder, respected elder, and that she was talking about what we gather to survive the long winters around here. And that one of them was, her big subject was that the fish that we gather is a big part of our daily.
Yeah.
And that she could not do without it. And that got her off, and she spoke, and it was just, I wish I could see that, and you know, I was wondering if the shows are recorded. I kind of thought they were.
I think that one. You mean yesterday's show?
Yeah,
I bet it is.
Too. Yeah,
I bet you could go to the link on that. Yeah.
So if I could, you know, get that someday, and then translate what she had said. You know, she had a lot of wisdom. In talking about our way of life out here.
She's one of the elders that joins the RHS, Rural Human Service and Human Service Cohort Program. So when they're in for their intensives, she's one of the elders that come in, and there's quite a few.
Yeah.
I'm going to be calling on you, Peter, next year.
Yeah.
You can come and join us. Okay, so we have a little announce. Grady, you want to read that?
Yeah, so this is a message from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Bethel. Yesterday afternoon, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game fish bin located at Brown Slough was vandalized. The sign was broken. The bin was thrown in the slough. The Fish and Game Department has removed the bin from Brown Slough, and it will be replaced at the same site next week after the sign can be repaired or replaced. So thank you for your patience. I won't editorialize too much, but every day at high tides, they were distributing fish there. You can go on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But, you know, I knew someone who went last night to go check, and then she came back and said, wow, I can't find the bin. And that must have been why, because it got... okay, I don't know. Grady, you can turn the sound on so I can hear you.
I was just going to tell everyone, yes, I just confirmed that the website does have the show that we were talking about there. Under kyuk.org/programs, you can find a link to Ketvachtuku. I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but you can see all the links to previous shows there from the past.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, so you can't. That's good.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I'm slow into computers, you know. I'm a bit illiterate in that.
Come, Peter, join us in the modern computer world.
I will know, you know. So, but I grew up, you know, and I used to think that was a waste of time to be stuck in front of a screen, you know. When
well, it is sometimes.
Done outdoors, you know.
Yeah.
That was my upbringing.
Well, I feel really glad that I grew up without any of that. So I had to on the weekend, leave the house. Come back for lunch, leave the house, come back for dinner. Like my mom was, you're not hanging out in the house. And so we would be outdoors like all day and running around, biking.
Yeah, in fact, one of the elders from Tundra Village had mentioned that yesterday during that Ketvachtuku show that, you know, nowadays the young people are stuck in that little screen of theirs on their phones, and there's things to be done outdoors, fishing to be done, and a lot of things to be done, but yet they're stuck on that all day, and even he said staying up late for that, and they sleep.
Well, you know, they do they study that now, and they find that it's actually in your brain, it actually works as an addiction. Where
yeah.
you want to stop, but you can't. You keep on going. We have a caller, Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the Alaska Territorial Guard Memorial Park out by the Veterans Cemetery. We have a ongoing project out there. We're doing some upgrade to the park. And the park is open. We invite the people to come visit the park at any time and help us honor 1,438 men from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that served their country during wartime, during World War II, 1942 to 1947. This is a place of honor. The work is ongoing. I'd like to share with you the names of the board, Buck Bukowski, Louis Crew, Fritz Grunfeld, Tim Osterman, Heather Park, Tundy Rogers, Shorty Salzburn, and Dave Trentham. There's eight of us vets that have worked on this for a few years now. The work continues. We have more work to do. But mainly, we want to thank all the organizations, businesses, and volunteers that assisted in this park construction. Now we're starting to think about sustainability of the park for the future. Please come and visit the park. There's walking trails. There's flowers. There's trees that have been planted. We plan to continue. Anybody, and we've had volunteer organizations come from as far away that's heard about this park to assist us. This is a volunteer project. And please come visit the park. Please come and honor 1,438 men from the Yukon Delta that defended this area during wartime. I like to tell the story. The enemy did not come to this area. They did invade the Aleutians at Tukiska. Alaska was bombed during World War II, but these men were a defense force that defended this area. The enemy did not come, therefore, these folks did their job, defended this country during wartime. Please don't forget. Thank you very much for your time. I probably ran over, and my apologies.
Kuyana, well, David,
you're
yes,
fine,
thank
Dave.
You very much for all that.
Yeah, it is very beautiful there.
Yes.
Do you ever go? I've gone down there, and the flowers are really nice, and the memorial itself, and they've done a really nice job. And you can have like a little picnic there. There's a fire pit or ring thing, and there's
and
sometimes
know,
there's wood there, so.
There's a, what do you call them, statues? You know, there's a statue of a guardsman there facing a certain direction. And during Memorial Day this year, I have learned that that guy is not just looking in the old place. That guy's looking 210 degrees or whatever degree, you know.
Really?
That's where the he's looking out for the enemy to come.
Really? That's amazing.
So I didn't know that. I mean, that...
That's fascinating. I love details like that. That's really thoughtful.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. And you know, there's people during memorial time, you know, there was a lot of people there. And that's one of the things that I learned that day that stood out.
Okay.
So.
Wow, thank you for telling me that detail. That's really neat. Okay, we have Sarah and Renee from the Cultural Center. Probably a tell us a whole bunch of stuffs.
We are. We are going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff, okay. As a matter of fact. The first thing I'm going to tell you,
yes,
for everyone, because they many people forget or don't see the things on Saturday market, our next Saturday market is July 21st. That's next Saturday. And the one following that will be August 25th. So put those on your calendar now so you can come on and join us. And then on August 18th, we're having the Taste of Bethel. And Sarah's going to tell you some of the stuff she's been doing just to get you up to date. And I know we only have 5 minutes, so she'll talk fast.
Yes, so we're gearing up for the second event. We did the first one last year, and it was a big success. Yeah. Everyone had a lot of fun. There was great food to try. So we're organizing 18 chefs is our goal, 18 different kinds of food to share with the community. And we're still looking for more people to do food. So if you know anyone who would be interested in sharing a food from their culture, we would love to have you. And it's going to be a great day, August 18 at 5 p.m. And tickets will be $5, and a ticket buys you a portion. So the idea is that you get a couple portions, and you try some different foods, and you share. We're going to have live music. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'd love to see you there.
Let me just pitch in here that this is primarily celebrating the wonderfully diverse community we have here. That's what we want to bring together is folks with a really diverse background. And we're still looking for a Yupik. We need some Yupik food, you know, fried bread, a gudeg, something like that. If you're the best one at doing that, call Sarah at
543-4574.
And leave a message or call me over here at 543-4538. All the money that comes in from all the tickets that we sell, those go directly back to the chefs. We don't keep any of the money. It's not a fundraiser for anything. It's just a chance to celebrate our diverse population and community. So that's what that is. And the last thing I'm going to mention is that the Bethel Fair is happening. I hope that everything you're growing is becoming gigantic so you can put it in the fair. I'm hoping you're going to make jams, jellies, and for Diane.
Yes.
And any arts and crafts. We're going to have a cribbage tournament. We're going to try to get the bird again from the Fish and Wildlife. We're going to have some things over at the Teen Center. All of the young artists will be showing their stuff at the Teen Center, so they're collaborating with us. So call Rhonda if you're 15 or younger. 16, you get to be an adult over here at the Cultural Center. And we're doing the Bethel's Got Talent. We're going to charge maybe a small admission at the door, and then the money goes to the top three clap, you know, meet-o-rommers. So, lots of fun. That's September 7, 8, and 9. Put it on your calendar. Got questions, call me, 543-4538. And, Diane, is that my 5 minutes?
No, you still have about 2 minutes left. You guys have been fast. Plus, we don't have, like, it's a slow call day for some reason at this point.
So is there anything you'd like to ask me about?
No, not in particular, I guess.
When is the Bethel Fair again?
Yeah, the Bethel Fair.
Bethel Fair dates are September 7, 8, 9, and a lot of it will be happening over here at the Cultural Center, or it'll be happening at the Teen Center. So, and then maybe across the road by the Lions Club Park if we get the birds from Fish and Wildlife.
Okay.
That's usually where they like to do that.
And how do people, when will you take submissions?
The submissions will be the Thursday before. I think that's September 6th. Everybody can turn in their submissions on the 6th over here at the Cultural Center.
Okay. And it's probably early for this, but are you looking for judges?
If you're interested in judging, call me. Call me. I'll put your name on the list. Diane, you're already on. Don't worry.
Thank you. Yes, I'm telling you right now in front of the whole YK Delta. Diane is the pie judge.
Well, you might end up judging more than just pies.
Well, the cakes, too.
well, I'll work you.
Well, I don't want to mix my pie with pickles, you know, pickling stuff. So I want to keep in the same zone, if you don't mind. My taste buds will be better judging it.
Well, maybe I'll have you judging some artwork, some photography. You seem to be quite good at that. Well, unless you're turning in photography.
I'm going to turn in photography, so.
Okay, well, then you can't judge it. Cause, Anything else? Taste of Bethel, you guys, really, I know you came, Diane, last year.
Loved it. It was amazing. Really good. Yeah. Really good. It, really well done. Now, explain the pricing again. Is it $5 every table you go to?
Well,
you
what you
five?
Do at the door, at the door, you buy tickets. You can buy one ticket for $5. You can buy six tickets for $30, whatever. You just, all the tickets are worth $5.
Oh, and then you use a ticket to, it's one ticket for whatever
one
dish.
Whatever it is, if I do a Greek salad, which is one of the things I'm thinking of doing this year, I'm going to make a portion that's worth $5, and you can come by it, get that.
Oh, okay, good.
If you want to have flan, if Melinda does flan again this year, I'm hoping she does.
I'm using all five tickets on flan.
There you go. I know.
What is flan?
Flan is like a creamy custard with a burnt sugar kind of caramel.
Okay, all right.
Sauce.
Yeah,
on
delicious.
Homemade.
So, the cookbook? Oh, we're putting together a cookbook this year. All the chefs, we're trying to get a photo of them, if possible, and or a dish that they're making, their recipe, and a little something about them, a story or a little something about the cooking. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hopefully have those done in time to be for sale for next year. That way we can buy all the plates and stuff ahead of time, because we'll have, right now we have no bank. You know, we start from scratch with no money, just a lot of volunteer energy and time.
Yeah,
and I've already done some of the interviews for the cookbook, and it's really cool. I mean, the chefs are sharing interesting tidbits about things behind the food, or actually this dish is a fusion between this and this, but you know, in modern day cuisine it's considered this, and I'm learning a lot, so it's a lot of fun to put together.
Well, and I wonder if anyone Yupik will have a smoked kipper table, salmon kipper.
I'm hoping so.
And
Saluna. So if they're listening, Saluna, talk to your friends and give us a call.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got four slots open.
Oh, good. Okay. So, okay, we're now you are over the edge, but we don't have call. Today's a low call day, so I'm being a little more flexible, but anyway, there you go.
Well, thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Sarah.
Thank you.
All right. Oh,
that's
whoa.
A lot of things.
Oh, she just got cut.
Oh.
When it was time to go, it's time to go. So,
you know,
she
said a lot of things, you know, and then a lot of dates and to try to remember. I tried jotting them down, but I couldn't jot fast enough. So just, you know, if she can, if they can put them on the calendar on that Delta, you know, maybe that might remind some people to come and participate with what's happening during that time.
Yeah. I wonder if there is like a one-stop cultural center thing that has a master schedule of all this stuff.
You know, that
Grady?
Community calendar, you know. If she can put them on the dates and the times. And
maybe a Facebook page. Or, well, maybe not for you, because, I mean, do you look at Facebook, Peter?
Barely.
So it might not be good for you, but.
But, you know, I do read Delta. You know, and I see that one useful one in there is about the community calendar.
Yeah, yeah, that's very useful.
In Bethel,
good,
around,
yeah.
You know,
on the Delta Discovery.
Yeah, that helps, yeah.
Yeah. So. Now, I read something interesting, a KYUK news report. They were talking to, now, I don't know the man's name. He's Yupik, I think. He works at Fish and Wildlife. And he's doing research on different kind of netting to protect your drying fish.
Yeah, that's Aaron.
Aaron. Okay, yeah. Aaron Moses?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And I thought that was really fascinating because
really cool,
because
yeah.
we p- people aren't able to get fish on the days that they want or when the weather is perfect because of regulations. Right. And I guess people were using mosquito netting to try to keep the flies away, but it was cutting down on the amount of air that could be let in. And so he found this other netting, and he, I guess he's, I think he was selling them or giving them away. He was giving them away, and he's given away all that he had, and so now they're going to try to get some more.
Yeah.
What a great, that's a great adjustment. Yeah. So I thought that was a neat story.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. And then there's other, like, big stories. There's Calista has a number of things going on, I guess. And
yeah,
it's hard to keep track of that story. And
they had their shareholder meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I have some announcements here. Oh, we have Howard. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Claire. Yes. Good morning, Howard.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, now we can't.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost you, Howard.
Oh, it was Please. Howard, call back. We made a little technical error there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make I have some announcements here. So one is OTNC is doing a survey and would like all tribal members to participate. And they can participate by calling or stopping by the OTNC building. And the survey is comments on Donlin Creek Mine. You can call OTNC at 543-2608. Or stop by and ask for the Natural Resources Department. So again, the number is 543-2608, and that's for you to call in and comment. What are your comments on the Donlin Creek Mine? So there you go. Howard has come back. Welcome back, Howard. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We're driving through town and there are still a lot of deep potholes, and some of it's right around Swanson's, and it's just that area that my wife was driving, she almost sunk to, I mean, she broke her suspension, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I don't know why they don't just put gravel there, and, you know, to the cover it and keep on doing it until it's, you know, it packs good.
Yeah.
It costs a few dollars to repair the vehicle, but I go by there and I see it out there all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of water there too, you know.
Oh. Yeah. And the drainage around that area needs to be looked at.
Yeah. Yeah. But down in the Creek Mine there, there's a lot of people are saying things about Donlin, you know, and I'm glad it did come up to the Calista meeting there, and people are really voicing their concerns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'd like to thank Calista for coming to Bethel and having a meeting here.
Yeah.
Really shows that there was a lot of people there, you know.
Yeah.
And Calista is a corporation for this area, and I don't know why they're in Anchorage.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
You know. But, thanks for this call. Let me call, and thanks for voicing my opinion, too. Thank you.
All right.
Diana Howard, yes.
Thank you, Howard, for calling.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay.
You know that road he's talking about, you know, and I've been wondering about that road in the Swanson's area from the Swanson's main store to, you know, going down towards the riverbank. You know, there's that different kind of material, road material
Something's
there.
Yeah, it is.
And it don't seem to be dusty there.
Yeah.
So I just wondered what that is and who put it on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good. All right. We have Edward from Alaska.
Hey.
Edward, welcome to Talkline. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Edward.
Good morning. And the pediatric, and good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I want to message to Bernie Beaver, please call and Eddie 825-2275. Only that one message. Thank you. Good night. Good morning.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes. You know, but, and then there's some of the other roads, you know, like in Akakik Street, you know, that I think they've put some kind of a chemical or whatever to help keep some of that dust down.
Yeah.
That works.
It does work, I think.
Yeah, on most part, it seems like it works unless, only after a few months of use or whatever, a few weeks, you know, then it starts to get dusty over again, you know. But the most time it works, seems like.
Yeah.
So.
That and going 15 miles an hour on a dusty day.
Oh, yes. You know, there are a couple of big potholes, you know, along the trails around Bethel, you know. I've seen one, you know, where I know that if anybody ever went into that, there was going to be some issues, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And then that area in front of the courthouse on the main road there, that gets really bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one there, too, yes.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, people, I think they've been, the road folks or people that are responsible for upkeeping the roads, you know, have been out every now and then, and they do make a difference.
They do, yeah. So, but weather's just kind of up and down. It's hard to keep it smooth.
Yes.
Okay, so I wanted to make an announcement about the scholarship application season for students attending college in the fall. The YDFDA, Yukon Delta, not sure what that is, but anyway, that scholarship is due July 15th. So if you're looking for help and applying for funding for college, KUC can help you, although our financial aid person is not there, but we have an 800 number you can call, 1-800-478-5822. So, okay, we have an anonymous caller. Welcome to Talkline. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I would like to ask what's going on with the coastal village seafood. They gave people a hope to prosper. Now they're like teaching them and they're starting to sell their equipment and boats. Something's going on and it's not right.
You're talking about CVRF or?
Yes, Coastal Village Seafood.
Oh, seafood.
Yeah, they used to buy salmon and other fishes down coast. And they don't do that no more. What's going on? Giving their people hope to prosper. Now it's like teaching them that they don't give a shit no more. Okay, take it back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, people, yeah, please watch your language on the air if you don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, did we miss that? We didn't get that one quite in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
here we go. All right. So do we have Howard back again? Howard?
Morning, Howard.
Hello.
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 Oh, yeah.
You're
go
on
ahead.
The air.
Yeah. Howard Downrichter, Henry Ho.
Henry.
Good morning.
Henry.
Yeah,
okay.
Good morning, Henry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You should not come here. Fish and game machine,
Mm-hmm. Translate quickly what he was saying, you know, that he was asking if fishing is open on the Kuskokwim area, and also that fish and game, he was wondering what fish and game does with all the fish that they catch, you know, from their test fisheries and whatever, and that he suggests that there are people in tundra villages, you know, that are not able to go out, and that, you know, that's or can't afford to, you know, buy gas from their village to go all the way down to the Kuskokwim to go for fish, and that, you know, that fish and game should once in a while maybe somehow bring some fish to the tundra villages to help those that cannot go out or are disabled, you know. And he's talking about long winters, you know, that people do go hungry and could use the fish that, you know, he was just saying primarily that, you know, they can use some fish back there. In he's calling from Atmotlok. Oh. So he was referring to a lot of people along in the tundra villages, which are Atmotlok, Nunup and Kasigluk, you know, villages, you know, that a lot of people cannot afford to get out there. That they need help.
Okay, thank you.
But fishing is open now, but we're still restricted to 6-inch mesh, the same restrictions they had, you know, 6-inch mesh or smaller, 45 mesh deep, 25 fathom from Johnson River on up. And I guess you can fish with full shackle, 50 fathom nets down below Johnson River. So
wow.
But there's somebody was saying that there's a lot of reds out there.
Oh, I like reds too.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah.
Foods, yes, and yes, there's a lot of reds that are swimming. Yeah. We haven't gone out, you know. We had an issue with my truck, you know, that brings my boat down to the river. So we haven't been out fishing for the reds. And, of course, you too, the weather was kind of, you know, not good drying weather lately.
Okay. So. We have Stella on the line. Good morning, Stella. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, Diane. Hi, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning, Stella.
Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to eat I know that people are still ordering and bootlegging, and if they think that's more important, they should think about their kids. And mom, think about their kids and more than alcohol. But since people think alcohol is more important to them, to good living, get money, but I hopefully don't bust it. Another thing is, people should really think, they should think twice before they drink, because when I was at the store, this was like 2 weeks ago, and I saw a mother, not only me, but there was other people, saw a mother. She was intoxicated, and she was holding her little infant baby. And we're like, oh, my gosh, seriously, that's really not good. And but she showed up in public at the store, and gosh, I felt so bad for that baby. How can a parent think alcohol is more important than the infant baby? And I'm glad they called the police on her, and they took the baby to a safe place. And people need to realize what they're doing. Because losing a little baby infant is no fun. Aww. And I know they're really important and so precious. Hopefully people will listen. Hopefully they're listening, and they better hear this really good. So hopefully hopefully those troopers will bust people, whoever's bootlegging. Okay, all I just wanted to say.
All right, quote. Well, yes, thank you for...
Thank you, Stella.
Yes, thank you
that's,
for...
Yeah, that's a powerful reminder.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, plea. Yeah. All right, we have an email that Grady's going to read. Okay. So go ahead, Grady.
Emailer says, good morning, all. What an awesome day we were given. Thank you, God. A safe weekend to all. Wear your life jackets during boating. Bring trash home from picnic grounds. Mm-hmm. Share a hug. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Amen.
All right. Well,
yeah. Cool.
That was a bright email. Thank you for that email. And anyone else can email, and we will read them on air. So, okay. So I'll give out the numbers again.
Yeah.
Now, if you've someone who's you've never called in and you wanted, you've always wanted to, now would be a good time to try that. We have all our lines open, and the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call from anywhere in North America with our 800 number, 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, so let's see. There's going to the friends and family of Ida Mae Charles. There's a viewing today at the Moravian Fellowship Hall. It's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be Saturday at 2 p.m., also at the Moravian Church. There will be a feast following the burial. You are welcome to bring a dish to share, Guyana from the family. So we have another caller, Sunday Elliott. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thank you to the community of Bethel for hosting the Seahawks that came in the other day. They really had a fabulous time here, you know, playing and entertaining the kids and encouraging healthy activities and good eating and experiencing the Yupik culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was highly appreciated. I was on the Mat-Su Seahawk Boosters board as a new board member, and I encouraged them to come out here because we bring them to the Mat-Su Valley, and they do a Play 60 for healthy activities for kids and youth. So I just wanted to thank all the volunteers out here, Annie Cochran, Daryl Garrison, John Hastings Jr., and Lucas Vanass for helping run them around, take them on a boat ride to a fish camp. Eula David for her, you know, opening up her fish camp to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say thanks to the community of Bethel for that. It was well received, and the kids really got a lot out of it. And you're probably going to see a lot of beanie caps with Seahawk emblems on it.
True.
So. Yes. It was just awesome.
Well, what a nice call. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah. Bethel's a wonderful place to visit. People always have a real nice experience when they come. So it's good to hear that.
Yep, it really opened their eyes to, you know, a different part of the world. They're both from Texas and never been to Alaska at all.
Texas.
So this was, it was Joey Hunt and Jordan Roos, the players, and they sure enjoyed it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sunday Elliott. Is that your name?
Yep, it's Hondel, but that was my maiden name. I grew up here, so.
Oh, what a great name. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Wow. So, anyway, they had a nice visit, and I was out at Old BIA, and I guess they went out to go see the big windmill. So I saw them drive by in their car. But I don't know the Seahawks well enough because I thought, well, I should stop them and, like, get a selfie and all of that. But I didn't know them well enough. So I would have said, I don't know who you guys are, but selfie with me. No, I wasn't going to do that.
In a short time, you know, whoever organized it, and I think she was one of them, they did real well, you know, from what I've seen in Facebook a little bit and what I heard, you know, they went to a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know, met a lot of people and did, you know, their day was full.
Did they stay? They didn't stay the night here, did they?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't know. They could have just crammed all that in because they would have, just landed and immediately gone probably out to the fish camp.
Yeah, they went all over.
Yeah.
They covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
While they were here.
So, okay. So, Grady, were you going to tell us something about children's programs at the library?
Sure. I'll take advantage of the lack of callers and do that. You know, we have summer reading all around internationally, actually, right? Every summer, libraries across the world influence families and friends and adults alike to do summer reading. No exception in Bethel. I have a raffle going on the first Saturday in August for adults and children. The adult prizes include a $50 gift card for AVEC, $50 to Arctic Bell Boutique. There's a gift card for the gift shop, the Z Hasties Made with Love. Those are all the adult prizes. And each raffle entry is just the price of a book. You're just going to read a book and log it in a log, and you can take advantage of that by signing up at the library. I'm going to go ahead and let the air go back to you, Diane, because there's a caller coming in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a caller coming in. Yeah. Yeah, so this is, you know, you were talking about, like, oh, Wilson's on the air. Okay, good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning there, happy people.
Yes.
Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
I do want to say, which is kind of rare, I am happy.
Yay.
Actually,
okay,
I'm happy all the time.
Stop, say no more. Yeah. Okay, no, go ahead.
Okay. You know, I ran into someone from the Bethel area, but is now working for the people for statewide, but she's from Bethel. Mm. I want to commend her for doing a good job. And standing up for the people of the Delta. When it comes to matters involving the state and compacts with the tribe, she's actually making progress in that area. That's Commissioner Davidson.
Oh,
Valerie. Yeah,
yeah.
I ran into her. She was here for the 4th of July, and she's going back to work. And I said, going back to work where? And she said, back in Anchorage, I work for the state.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we've already taken care of a compact between OCS and the tribes to the best of our ability. All the cases involving Native children will be handled by their tribes. And I said, it kind of rubbed a bone on me really bad because I've been dealing with my my own grandchild in state custody in a foster home for a year and 4 months already. My daughter and the father has already complied with everything they need to, mm-hmm. and still the OCS in Anchorage would come up with all these other reasons why they cannot send my granddaughter here to Bethel. But anyway, I gave her all the specifics, which I was trying to be really nice, even though I was really upset. And, I apologized to her after I was talking with her because I must have got, worked up. But anyway, nicely I told her all the specifics, and she said, that is my job. I'm going to do what I have to do to take care of it. And sure enough, the next day I got a call from OCS director in Anchorage saying sorry for the situation that we've been having concerning your granddaughter. And we are turning over the rights of this case to OTNC immediately. So my daughter's going in on Monday and to pick up her daughter.
All right.
And so, when my encouragement to people out there is when they have an issue, try your very best, no matter how irate and mad you might be, to hold your calm and just state your purpose calmly. And more than likely, someone would be willing to, in a position like Valerie, would be willing to help you in deal with your situation. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it would have gone backwards if I was irate and just let it all out and without no control. And she said, "Yeah, right. I don't want to listen to you. Okay, see you later. Bye." So that's my encouragement. Be nice even when you're upset. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I listen to Yupik Talkline because I'm Yuktun Dari Nato. See, I can speak, but it's kind of hard for me to actually speak what I want to on the talk show. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking about calling sometime because I hear people do call and ask for translation. So, Peter, I might call just to try to encourage, not that I'm trying to tell anyone what to do, but my thought on helping the communities in the Delta would be to have some type of support meeting, especially with those outspoken, respectable elders on how their young people should conduct themselves. If they get in trouble, this is what they should be doing, attending these meetings and learning from them, because that's what we did way back then. Kuzvik and all that, Even the young ladies can learn how to become Akhunakaks, good, respected women from their respected women elders in their community. Mm-hmm. The proper way of living, proper way of raising children. Alrighty, I'm going to enjoy listening to the rest of the program. I'm happy. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, we have an anonymous response to our previous caller, Stella, by email. So you're going to read the email, Grady?
You know what people need to start doing? Quit bringing people down for their addictions.
Oh.
Quit looking down on their problems. This is not me talking about it. This is the email.
Okay.
Question is, what are you doing about it? Invite them to your home. Mm-hmm. Bring them along to go fishing with you. Do something with them to preoccupy them with something else. Take proactive steps. Help them out. Have a talk with them. There's a difference between talking to them and talking with them. Quit being so reactive. Problems are everywhere. Maybe they yearn for someone's non-judgmental association with people. Koyana. As anonymous email.
Okay.
Powerful.
Well, you know what? Both the emailer and Stella probably have a point.
Yeah.
We do have to be careful of children because, it's really hard on them when there's drinking in the home that they're growing up in. And at the same time, we have to look at addiction as a health issue more than a moral or judging kind of thing to look at. So we have to say, okay, it's more of a health issue, so what do we do with health issues? And children need to be in healthy homes, so how do we make sure that happens? So it's kind of both things, I think, that are important.
If I could, if you don't mind, change a subject here. Mm-hmm. I've seen on Facebook, somebody showed me pictures of dead birds washing up on shore along the coast.
Yeah.
Nearby.
Yeah.
Like around Hooper Bay and Chivac. And I wondered what kind of birds those were. If somebody knows about any birds that are washing up along RYK Delta Coast, you know what kind of birds are washing up. I know that a couple of weeks ago I heard similar thing on the radio or on the news that there were some birds that were washing up, and those were seabirds, you know. But these pictures that I've seen, were they geese? You know, kind of looked like there might have been some geese.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone knows anything about any birds that are washing up along the coast. You know, would be nice to know what's happening out there. What's going on with our birds?
Yeah, I think that, and this has happened for a couple of years, and they're not sure what it is. It could be related to, they thought they were starving, and they're starving to death, and it's MERS, and there was about 8,000 of them that washed up on the Whittier Beach, down in Whittier, Alaska, about 8,000 MERS, and they were emaciated, they were malnourished. So they're wondering if there's something in the food chain that's collapsed that they rely on. And it's been happening for a couple years in a row now. I remember I went out to Whittier with some friends on a vacation, and we took one of the boat rides out. And this was 3 years ago, and the fish and wildlife person on the boat said that they were noticing fewer nests on the... They nest on the rocky cliffs. And that their behavior was changing, and it was a concern. Yeah. So now, I wonder what washed up in Hooper Bay, whether they were MERS or some other fish.
From what I seen on the picture, they didn't look like, you know, there's no, I mean, they looked like geese.
Oh, really? Geese, larger birds then?
Yeah, could be, yeah. So,
okay.
You know, curious about that. I could be wrong, but, you know, if somebody knows about those birds that are washing up, if you know about them or seen them, you know, then if you can enlighten us what kind of birds they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all these changes, you know, people, I've been hearing climate change, you know, a lot lately, and it could be related with that, or probably maybe a series of changes, you know, in the environment can be affecting some of our animal and game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are indicators all over the world, and people look at Alaska because in northern Canada is because the Arctic is, the sea ice is melting.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual. So we have about 10 minutes left of the show. You'd like to call in, please do. Our numbers here, are 543-5985 and 543-2756 and 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an email that Grady will read for us. Yeah, go ahead. And it's from the developmental director for KYUK?
Yeah, this is Kay Hall, development director for KYUK. Here's their words. Since 1971, KYUK has had the honor of being a part of the rich history of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. We have served its people with the mission of preserving language and culture, educating, informing, and stimulating, while upholding tradition and connecting fellow Alaskans to each other and the world. We continue to build on this legacy with pride every day. As our fiscal year comes to a close, join us in looking back at the impact and progress we've made together. Our gracious donors, volunteers, and supporters have helped us make these achievements and initiatives possible. We are so very grateful for the funds you've contributed, as well as your unwavering commitment and partnership.
Oh.
Wow.
That's nice.
Good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For that email. We really appreciate your calls and emails, and if you're a new caller or you've never called in, please give it a try if you'd like. Peter and I are very nice to the callers.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything. We have a call from Sunny. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Okay.
I was really hoping that my dad could have seen the Seahawks. He's one of our elders in Bethel, and I tried my best to have him see them in person, but in a way I failed because I kept giving him the information that was given to me, and he wasn't able to see them. So I was sad for my dad because he's a real big Seahawks fan.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, it's very unusual for like professional players like that to end up here. So. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, he's also disabled, but he's able to move around.
Uh huh.
And amazingly, he can go fish camp or travel boat, use a snow machine. Not efficient as a normal person would.
Oh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But, yes. So, I still love you, Dad. If you're listening, I tried my best.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Maybe someday there'll be another Seahawks team coming by again. If not, it'll be another long while.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Sometimes things aren't meant to be, when even though as much as we want them, we still have to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And to all those mothers that have children, I agree that I made my mistakes in the past. And for doing that, I regret what I've done. But opening my eyes to seeing what people were talking about, it's an eye-opener if you avoid drinking while parenting. And I made that mistake, and I'm very sorry to my family. Say sorry to my family and my love. Everyone have a good morning.
All right.
Thank you very much,
thank you,
Sonny, for those good words.
Yeah. Next we have Yvonne Waska. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Oh,
okay.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Okay.
Set up BNC shareholder here.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not the only one. You're fed up like me.
Uh-huh.
Just like Howard said, we have the right to make the change as shareholders. Again, like Talista, they bypass the shareholders and go make unhealthy decision for our people without consulting us first. I'm fed up. But they make broken promises. They were not going to open up till October. They go ahead and make these decisions on their own. And I feel it's time to recall the board and the president. And I don't want to be like this on John Active Day, but and condolences to my relatives that are passing on, and together we can fix this. Good morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Yvonne.
Okay. So, excuse me. We have 5 minutes, about 4 minutes left, so feel free to use up those last few minutes that we have. I'm going to be returning to my students, my LKSD associate teachers.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't hear the beginning of the show. I was talking about education, and we're learning child and adolescent development together.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Welcome to the show. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, just wanted to thank you guys for sitting there, and I want to thank Yvonne for always telling the truth.
Mm.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Good. All right. Yeah. All right. So, yes, I was talking, earlier in the show, I was talking about how the students are doing presentations, and they are doing some of their presentations in Yukton.
Oh.
You know, so, and I can remember, and, you know, there was a time when that was not allowed in school. Mm. You had to be speaking English only.
No, your
so
students are...
They're all adults. They're associate teachers with LKSD. They're working on their bachelor's degrees. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really, really nice. Wilson, is it Wilson again?
Yeah, round two.
Yes, okay, round two.
I have more encouragement for those who can. You know, whatever it is you can do, do. When it comes to helping the young people, do it. Yeah. Anyway, I spoke with Buck Bukowski, and everyone kind of knows Buck, his community VFW member and community helper. You know, puts up the flags and do all kinds of cool stuff. But anyway, we're going to be, or we're willing to, you know, he's willing to make available for fundraising events for the youth that have, you know, groups that are trying to raise money. Because the school, you know, schools leave it up to the sports people or whatever to raise their own funds if they want travel or new suits or whatever for their sport, you know, basketball suits and all, wrestling suits. You know, I'm willing to work with Buck, and he's willing to make the VFW available to help these groups raise money, and it seemed like no one has called him yet. You know, I'm willing to volunteer as a DJ because that's what I do, mobile DJ service, you know. Volunteer to help these people and these groups raise money. So if you are a committee member of a youth activity group, you know, contact Buck Bukowski. You know, I'm in contact with him every other day or so. I'm more than happy as a DJ, a mobile DJ, because I can, this is how I can help the community. I volunteer, make my DJ service available. That's what good people do. And I'm trying to be good. You know, I am trying. We can all try to be good. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you,
Wilson.
That was a nice round two call.
Yeah.
He's still happy.
Yeah.
So he held on to it the whole time. That's awesome.
All right.
So we just have like 2 minutes to go. If you're going to squeeze in an email or a call, you can do that. But now, do you have anything planned this weekend, Peter?
Oh, just take care of the fish, you know.
Yeah.
We left our whitefish net out, and so
you gotta
we're
go
expecting, you know, we need to go take care of if it catches fish. It's a whitefish net that we have out, so we need to take care of that. And so that's what we're concentrating or doing is still collecting some fish.
And do you hang them at a fish camp or back here in Bethel?
Back here in Bethel for now. They're and they're whitefish is they have eggs in them now, you know, but and they're really delicious this time of the year. Just once we tasted last night, we cooked one fresh right out of the water.
What do you do with it? Do you fry it, bake it?
Yeah, we scale them, and since we were out there in the wild, we were looking for something to cook it in, you know, and then since we were handling some logs, putting up logs out of the water into the
camp. You cooked it right out there.
Cooked it out right out there in the wild. Yes,
well,
and
I like
then we
that.
Used, but we had to borrow from our little fish camp. You know, there was a Johnnick, a tea kettle. We used a tea kettle to cook the water. But it tasted so delicious.
Oh my gosh, that
awesome
is so cool.
Taste last night, you know.
Yeah.
So that made the whole day.
Oh wow. Right. Okay, well that's the end of our show. Yeah. Thank you so much everyone who did call and email. Please continue and we'll talk to you next Friday, July 20th for another edition of Talkline.
Yes.
Have a great
everyone
weekend.
Have a great day and be safe out there. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. We're on it, Diane.